Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We continue our discussion around the hostages, the three hostages, of course, thank God, returned last week. We're hoping to see another four healthy or relatively healthy tomorrow. And in the central to this is the Sheba Hospital. Well, Naomi Hadar is Executive Director at African Friends of the Sheba Medical Center. Naomi, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you for hosting me.
A great, great pleasure. So Sheba Hospital, of course, has been central to this program of receiving, integrating hostages. What are some of the things that the hospital has done in this regard?
First, we learn a lot from the previous hostages, then we accept them. And I've been there and I saw the rooms and I saw all the welcoming, and it's overwhelming. First of all, the first stage is to give them a freedom of choice. You know, after being in captivity for so long, and they have been, as the family said, that they've been under constant threat. They actually didn't have any dignity. And it was inhuman, the condition that there's been. And they learned that they don't do anything without asking permission.
Wow, wow. So very, So the first step is to give them the very basic notion of freedom to make their own decisions.
You're so right. You know, they don't do, they ask him, even they don't hug him without the permission.
Amazing. So that's the first thing, because it must be, there's so many things that obviously we take for granted, but they've come into a situation now where everybody wants to see them, from family to friends to government to, I'm sure, the army or intelligence, to gain information from them to help the other hostages, to, you know, there's so much they need to know about what's happened to their family and friends over the last 15 or 16 months. How do they manage that process?
Yeah, first, I must tell you that they listen to the hostages. They listen what they have to see. And they give them some instruction also. You know, we mustn't danger the other that are still there in captivity.
Right.
Then this is one of the things that we have to do. To consider, I know that everyone wants to hear them. Everyone wants to listen to their stories. But first of all, we have to make sure that they're going in a process of healing and understanding and grasp the situation they are now. You know, the freedom came like in one shot.
Yes, yes.
And they're still in a process of, and that was, Sheba is very concerned about their. And they offer a multidisciplinary approach to address not only their medical situation, but also their psychologist needs.
Right. Because in fact, they must be nutritionally very, very compromised. They can't just start eating normally or massive meals if they've been effectively curtailed or starved or whatever it is over that period. That there's every aspect of their lives. How long do they anticipate a reasonably physically healthy hostage will remain in a medical facility?
It's according to the situation of which one of them. You know, two of them have been together. The one was separate.
Right.
Then, and the food was distributed to them completely different. Then we have a special dietitian that are dedicated for their needs. And that's what they are doing. They assess all the situation. They assess that they're only now starting, you know, the medical testing to see. They had to give them time to connect with the family, to tell the family the stories. Now we start the second stage of checking, testing, see what the condition. But this time, if you see, they give them much more freedom to be with the family and the friends.
Well,
they let them sleep together. They all sleep together.
That is so interesting. So I wasn't aware of that. You're saying that the two of them were kept together, and the one of them was separate.
Yes.
And do we know anything further about their connection with other hostages, or has none of that been released?
None of them have been released, especially because we are worried about the next stages.
Yes.
We're waiting today to get the number, the names. And please God, Saturday we'll have the second one.
Oh, please God. That is Anomi Hadar. Thank you. Very, very interesting insight into how Sheba Medical Center is managing, working with the hostages, and learning from each experience. Because as we all would have thought, the first thing we would have thought is attend to the medical needs. Now it seems as though they've given them the time to connect with their families, to breathe, to have their own little bit of freedom. Only now then do they start the detailed medical assessment. What a mad situation, and one that is just really, even after all of this time, so difficult to comprehend.